The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Some public schools are trying to combat low levels of achievement, especially among boys, by experimenting with single-sex schools and classrooms. This makes sense, but the idea has brought about a storm of criticism from the feminists and ACLU types who have been working for years to change us into a totally gender-neutral society. The number of public school districts that either run single-sex schools or offer single-sex classes within co-ed schools has risen from 4 to 228. Students in these classes often improve their academic performance. For example, in DeLand, Florida, an elementary school reported that last year, 91% of boys and 83% of girls in the single-sex classes scored at grade level or higher on Florida's standardized tests. But in other schools, where co-ed classes are the rule, only about half the students achieved comparable scores. Positive outcomes have also been reported in South Carolina, Mississippi, and Ohio. Co-ed classrooms tend to have a more feminine learning environment, if for no other reason than most teachers are female. Many boys may be discouraged from school simply because the classroom is stacked against them from the start. But what's the real explanation for the improvement that results from single-sex schools? Dr. Leonard Sachs, whose book called Why Gender Matters, says that neurological research over the last 10 years proves that there are hardwired differences in the ways girls and boys learn. Male and female brains develop in different orders at different rates. For instance, when learning math, a 12-year-old girl's brain resembles that of an 8-year-old boy. The gender advantage is reversed when reading and writing tasks are presented. This suggests that single-sex classes may be a good way to accommodate differences. Single-sex education will surely be part of America's education debate for the foreseeable future.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Would you like to be better informed about the pervasive influence of the feminists in our schools and colleges, the media, and the military? Go to our website, eagleforum.org, and you'll find helpful up-to-date information about Phyllis Schlafly's regular reports and her new book titled Feminist Fantasies. That's at eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. Fine.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show and the man who says the only cure for insomnia is to get more sleep, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Jeff Thomas here. Not sitting in for Derry Brownfield, though we are glad you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with country flavor with some common sense points of view. Derry gets the day off, and sitting in for Derry Brownfield today is Jim Beers. Our good friend Jim Beers is a 30-year man of experience with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, now retired, and no stranger to regular listeners of the Common Sense Coalition. Jim, we're so glad that you offered your services and are willing to sit in for Derry today.
Oh, Jeff, thanks for having me on, and thanks to Derry for inviting me.
What's in your bag today, Jim?
Well, I've got a bunch of things that I've been working on lately. I thought I'd just go through several of them to begin the show with, and then people want to ask about them or talk about other things, I'm more than happy to go with it.
I'm going to give the toll-free number just so listeners can write that down and be at the ready. It's 1-800-97-DERRY. That's 1-800-973-3779. Jim, we'll take your calls during this next 1 hour. Jim, where do we start?
Let's start with fighting crickets. How's that? I just got through hunting deer for about a week with my daughter and her husband down in South Carolina. And one evening we got a couple of deer and we had cleaned them and it was late and we were fixing supper and we had the TV going and by golly, here came a little news blurb on fighting crickets in Asia. They bet on them and they put them on the TV over there and they watch them and they have little crowds get around them and everything. And as I watched that, I thought, boy, I'll bet some people over here are going to get all nervous about that and everything. But the important thing to me was it causes you to ask the question, what's the difference between a cricket and a chicken? Between a whale and a cod, between a horse and a deer. On the one hand, we say, oh, this is nothing to worry about right now. On the other hand, we say, oh, these things are so special that they need to be treated, specially, and they can't be privately owned. We're going to have the government say what will not manage our whales, that will not slaughter our horses. But you can still shoot a deer, but eventually we'll stop you from doing that. And you can still eat a cod, but eventually we're going to have all of the waters closed. I mean, it really spurred that thought, and I think your listeners might want to think about that. This every year we find one more animal or several animals or several kinds of uses by humans outlawed by the federal government. This can't keep going. It's like taxes. I mean, if they keep going up every year, eventually everything is lost. So anyway, I thought that was interesting to look at, and a couple of things I've written about recently that seem to have people amused and thinking about things. Think about this with horses. 1974, the federal government passed a law that said all wild horses are under federal jurisdiction. Now, that was really illegal, Nobody cared, though. Nobody had a big stake in wild horses. That's like them passing a law in Washington that says all the deer and all the rabbits are under federal protection. They're trying to do that, the Endangered Species Act and other things, but it's really illegal for them to do that because those are state responsibilities under our jurisdiction, under our Constitution. Anyway, 1974, they put all wild horses under federal protection, and only bureaucrats could go get them because they're so magnificent and special, and conquistadors rode them, and horses, you know, the Indians rode them, blah, 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 blah. And now this year, they've passed a law that says all domestic horses may no longer be slaughtered anywhere in the United States. They've closed that down. That means that if I own a horse and it's getting kind of old or it's broken a leg or this or that, nobody wants to buy it, I can no longer sell it to a slaughterhouse, even though there are people who want to maybe feed the horse meat to their dog or to their mink or to a bunch of Europeans that might want it. That's no longer allowed under our government, even though it's my private property. They're so special and magnificent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, think about this. For the last 10, 15 years, there's been all kinds of sneaky proposals in Washington to have the federal government get authority for invasive species. And they talk about kudzu and brown tree snakes in Guam and killer bees and all this stuff. Well, the truth is there's no more harmful invasive species than the horse. They were brought over here by Europeans. They're just a domestic animal that's run wild, to be honest with you. They eat everything. I mean, they eat the bark off of trees. They eat winter habitat for other wildlife. They eat domestic forage. They're a big problem. So the question I'd like to ask everybody is, am I supposed to love horses or am I supposed to hate them? We can't continue to go with all of these contradictions about things. And another contradiction in that same area is the wolf and the pit bull. Imagine this. Every time that one of these pit bulls get loose and attack somebody or they're loose in the neighborhood, people lock the doors, call the police, ask for a ban on them and everything. And I don't own pit bulls, and I'm not arguing for them one way or the other. But anyhow, all it takes is one of these little critters to get loose out there, and all Hades breaks loose in the town. Well, these same people, if I told them that, hey, a wolf just killed and ate a guy up in Saskatchewan, they kind of shrug. But I said, well, the wolves are hanging around bus stops. They're down there in 150-pound wolves around the school bus stops in New Mexico. They say, oh, those people shouldn't be there. If I tell them they're eating all the livestock there in the Northern Rockies and everything, they say, oh, maybe they shouldn't have ranches out there. And it just goes right on down the line. If I say that the wolves are going to attack people and that they are attacking people at various places, they say, well, the wolves never do that. They always do this and they always do that. Where if I told you, oh, a pit bull never does this or a pit bull always does that, you'd doubt me in a minute. But we swallow all this nonsense about a 150-pound wild dog, and then, I mean, the dogs are nothing but domesticated wolves, so the wolf is really a wild dog. They interbreed and everything else, and we're supposed to accept the fact that they're a really important part of things, and we're supposed to put up with whatever they do. It's really kind of funny in a way. I mean, it's sad as can be because of all the harm being wreaked by these laws and federal intervention, these animal rights groups and environmental groups. But it's some of these contradictions. It's just hard to understand how people accept them. And I think we all need to be alert to that and talk to our elected representatives about these things. Now, I've got three other things that I've written about recently that I think you might find interesting. And
let's address those after the break, Jim.
Okay, that sounds good.
We appreciate you sitting in. Our guest host today is Jim Beers and Derry Brownfield. Out for the day, but that doesn't mean we don't want to hear from you. 1-800-973-3779. We'll be back right after this. This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And we are back. Jim Beers sitting in for Derry Brownfield. We're going international. Let's go to Simon in Canada. Hello, Simon. You're on the air with Jim Beers.
Very good morning to you. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning to you, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing very well indeed. I'm having experience of over 30 years in large dogs and big dog breeding in Europe. And also, I was also a volunteer for the RSPCA. And work with them on many projects for well over 25 years. And the one comment I'd like to bring up upon is pit bulls. Now, in my country, pit bulls were actually totally, at one time, the government were enforced to do something about people having pit bulls. So what they did was they decided that they would put across a new licensing and a new tax. So everybody that had a pit bull would buy this tax and buy this document and of ownership of a pit bull and were held responsible if anything was to happen. Now, at the time of this, this was about £400 a year to pay to the government. Now, at the time in our country, there was a great deal of pit bulls, as I had been training them even since a very young man. My father had them, his father had them. And so we're suddenly, everyone is taxed with this. And then the next government that came in power were liberal. They decided that that wasn't enough, that the fact is that these dogs needed to be muted and muzzled. So then the next thing was muzzled. And they forced a great deal of people to actually get rid of their pit bulls, forcing the fact of many people, including in my constituency, my area. The fact is there was many people who held pit bulls for years and years and they were elderly and families, and a lot of them got rid of their dogs reluctantly because of the pressure of the government enforcing them to get rid of these horrific, dangerous dogs. And within 4 working weeks in my area, there were 3 home robberies where the people were, old people were beaten and robbed of their home and half of their life savings because they didn't have their dogs there anymore. But the government, all they care about is the fact is that they have control and power over everything. And it doesn't matter whether it's one government or another, they do find a particular way to endorse and to make people have to walk their line, even if it means that we're actually subjected without even personal protection. And that's why I understand and do agree about people having the right to bear arms. And I also understand that we should be right to able to defend and keep our properties safe in Europe.
Well, Simon, you don't know how encouraging it is to hear somebody like you go to all the trouble of calling down to the United States about the same issues and the same government problems that we talk about down here. Whether we're talking about the increase in more and more authority over private property, and when people are responsible for their private property, it should be their matter to take care of. It's just so right. And the way you talk about how they go from high licensing to neutering to muzzling, and then the resulting robberies and none of the...
Hey, Jim, we're going to take a break. Simon, we appreciate your call. Call again.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com. Or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Sitting in for Derry Brownfield, here's Jim Beers.
Hi, just a real quick follow-up on our question a little earlier from Simon from Canada. The members of Parliament in Great Britain and in Canada and Australia are just like members of Congress here. They pass these laws and they restrict more things, and everybody that doesn't have a pit bull or everybody that doesn't have a gun or whatever cheers them and thinks that's a great idea and votes for them. And then, like he said, weeks later, months later, people have more robberies and get beaten up and whatever. And, you know, you look at other countries like Spain and the way they're the new government that was elected because they had that terrorist attack over there, actually, that's why they got elected. They're now trying to outlaw bullfighting and getting rid of hunting and guns. And they're even doing away with the statues of Franco, and they're just trying to make a whole new world. And it's like that with health care, with guns. and so education, so many of these things that we have a lot to learn from Europe and some of these old British colonies like Canada and Australia and Great Britain itself as to where we're headed with more government control of these things. And it's not a pretty picture, but we really thank you very much, Simon, for calling in. Now, real quickly, a couple of things that I've been working on lately that you might find interesting, you might want to talk about, is I was asked recently to go out to La Junta, Colorado, and talk about how Fort Carson, Colorado, a big Army fort, wants to expand but between 500,000 and 2.5 million acres and do away with practically two counties of private property, the towns in them and the ranches and everything else, for reasons of saying they need artillery range practice. And the local people are just helpless. These Army bases, Navy bases too, but Army bases and Air Force bases in particular, sort of expand willy-nilly whenever they want to. And nobody really questions it, even though they're downsizing some of these places and whatever. And anyway, I did a couple of things. I found out that when they downsize, like they did recently in Indiana and New Jersey with these bases, it goes back to the state. So what used to be private property is given back to the state. They call it a park and name it after one of their politicians, or they turn it over to their game and fish people, or they, you know, develop it under leases and this kind of thing. So the state people are all for Army expansions. And the conservation groups and the state agencies and the federal agencies are all for it because they think eventually it's going to be turned into a Buffalo Commons or refuge or whatever. That happened with the Rocky Mountain Arsenal just outside of Denver. Turned into a National Wildlife Refuge when they wanted to get rid of it. The Nature Conservancy and these land alliances and all the rest of them are all for that stuff, see, because they get their finger in the pie and they get to say they'll manage a buffer zone or they'll do some research on toads out there or some other nonsensical thing that the government will give them more money for. But anyway, what I found out was that probably 45% of the United States is already owned by the federal government. And there's a whole lot more of the United States property that is held by the state fish and game departments, for instance, but the federal government still controls and tells them what they can do, if they can have dog trials or not, or if they can have camping or not on it. And then there's all the federal easement areas. Go up to the Dakotas or western Minnesota and ask about that. And then there's all of the tax-exempt and subsidized and grants that go to the Nature Conservancy and all these land alliances to buy more easements and control more land and then resell it when they buy certain areas that they've closed off and can no longer be used. They resell it to the government, and it's just awful. You never see a total for all of these lands in any one place. You never see them added together to say the total of federal ownership and federal control is equal to the states of Colorado, Texas, and Montana, Minnesota, California, blah, 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 because the federal government and all these conservation groups and even the state agencies that are nothing but subsidiaries of the federal government agencies, don't want you to see that. They want you to think every time they say, oh, we need to have a new refuge here, a new park there, or whatever, that this is the first time it's ever been done. So anyway, when I talked to these people and explained all that to them, I proposed that they should talk to their congressmen and their senators, who are a bunch of lily-livered, if you know what, and I'm not talking about just Colorado, but most of them are, who've been telling them, oh, yeah, we support private property, and one of them actually said on the television while I was there, oh, the Army told me that they'll look at this a little further, and they'll respect private property. Well, the whole thing is they're going to take over private property. What the heck? They got to respect. They don't care about it at all. But anyhow, what I suggested was that they tell these congressmen and senators that say, oh, yes, I support private property, okay, then pass this law. You don't even need to have hearings. You can drop it in one of your appropriation bills like you do other stuff. Whenever the federal government's going to expand by more than 100, 500 acres, something like that, so it doesn't sound too bad, they need to look at least 10 sites of federal property, 8 of them selected by the government, at least one be a refuge, one be a park, and one be a national forest. And the local people get a chance to name 2 federal areas where the expansion could take place. And it doesn't have to be right near one of these forts either. You could look at some of these big refuges like Cabeza Prieta or Charlie down in Arizona or Charlie Russell up in Montana. I'm familiar with the refuges. That's why I'm naming them. Congress just needs to change the authorization for holding it as a refuge or a park or a forest and drop it in there. And the local people can name 2 places after they see what the purpose of the expansion is, which right now the federal government or DOD doesn't have to provide. They just got to say we need it. And they go to court, just like they do with NEPA. So I think that's a good answer to it, and that was what I did out there. So,
hey, Jim, we're going to come into a break, Jim.
Okay.
So I'm going to give that phone number one more time. It's toll-free, 1-800-973-3779, or as I like to say, 1-800-97-DAIRY. Jim Beer is sitting in for Dairy today. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Jeff Thomas here, producer for the Dairy Brownfield Show. Before I came to work for Dairy, I lived and worked in Trenton, Missouri, home of the only Missouri Day Festival in the state. And you're invited to the 23rd annual Missouri Day Festival this October 20th and 21st. My favorite part of the Missouri Day Festival is the marching bands! Where else can you go and see a parade and over 30 high school marching bands in one place? Not only that, but there's over 200 craft and food vendors, a car show, a flea market, a baby show, historical tours, dances for young and old, great food, great fun, and admission is free. Trenton, Missouri is located on Highways 6 and 65, about 90 miles northeast of Kansas City, 100 miles south of Des Moines. The parade starts at 8:30 Saturday morning, October 20th. The festival's on the North Central Missouri Fairgrounds. For more information, go to TrentonMoChamber.com or call 660-359-4324.
Let's go to Yuma, Arizona. Mel, hi, you're on the air, Mel.
Hi, Derry, how are you?
Good.
A couple of things. First of all, I want to give you an extra plug for your Common Sense Chronicles. Folks, if you're not getting it, you ought to. He'd put some really, really excellent stuff in that little monthly pamphlet of yours.
Well, thank you.
There you have it. Isn't it time you become a subscriber also? The Common Sense Chronicle is Derry's monthly newsletter that brings important issues to the headlines. Each month, you'll read news not reaching the mainstream, written only the way Derry can say it. Plus, guest writers and monthly features like Thoughts from Beth's Desk and Ignorance Gone to Seed. Just like Mel from Arizona said, if you're not getting it, you want to. So for a free sample, write to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. To order, just send $24.95, check, cash, or money order to Chronicle, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023.
Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director Jimmy Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property, and don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today at just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Dairy Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
And the man who asks, why do psychics have to ask you for your name?
Dairy Brownfield.
And again, sitting in for Dairy Brownfield today is U.S. Fish and Wildlife retired biologist Jim Beers. Jim, we have a phone call from Howard in Missouri. Let's go to Howard. Hello, Howard. You're on the air with Jim.
Yes, good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you this morning?
Great.
Yeah, well, this question is concerning the legalization of hand fishing in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Conservation here was supposed to give a 5-year trial season. At the end of 2 years, They found out that we weren't catching, the hand fishermen weren't catching very many fish, so they ended up taking the trial season away from us.
You know, that's going on more and more with all the game fish and all the sport fishing and all the hunting across the country. The state fish and wildlife agencies are nothing but extensions of the federal government, and the federal government has, all those federal agencies have been taken over by environmentalists and animal rights people. So we see this more and more, whether it's wolves killing elk and deer in Idaho, and everybody say, oh, no, they're not. It must be global warming or something. And this kind of thing here. They've been noodling for years down in Oklahoma.
Worst
you could do is just get rid of some of the bigger catfish out there in the population, which means they still reproduce and they're still there. It's just crazy that they got any restrictions on that, to be honest with you. And I say that as an old catfish fisherman from Illinois, where I grew up.
Yeah, that's legal over in Illinois, too. We go over there quite a bit. Just to give you a couple of figures on that two-year study they did, they tagged 5,098 fish, and on two of the rivers that we were allowed to hand fish on, the trotliners, bank pollers, jug fishermen, whatever, I don't have any problem with them, but they caught 341 of those tagged fish in 2 years, and the hand fishermen caught one. So the Department of Conservation now claims that the mortality rate is too high in Missouri to allow another method of fishing.
Well, that's so silly. I mean, right on the face of it, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or have a wildlife management degree to know that the hand fisherman's only taking the bigger fish. You're not catching the smaller ones, and there's plenty of breeders coming up behind that. So, I mean, the idea that you got to keep great big old fish out there is just nuts. That's like saying you got to keep the great big old elk or the great big old deer or whatever out there when the young ones are the ones doing all the breeding and bringing on more and more fish. And frankly, if you got rid of all the big fish, all the big catfish, you guys wouldn't have very much luck noodling, and they probably wouldn't be doing it anyway, but you'd still have lots of catfish.
Yeah, you're right there. And actually, the Fish and Game Department did a telephone survey. In fact, they did two surveys on fishermen in Missouri, and it came back 69% in favor of a regulated hand fishing season in Missouri versus 7% against.
Well, let me tell you something. You're talking to a guy who grew up trusting, until I was probably 50 years old, state fish and wildlife agencies and the federal government to take care of these things. And I have changed my tune 100% since then. And I no longer think that the best way to take care of wildlife habitat is for the federal government to own it or ease it or these conservation groups do it, nor to put my faith in any of these state agencies anymore, because they have sold their souls to the federal government for future funding from the United States Congress. They've submitted to the control of these people in Washington that are mostly anti-hunting, anti-logging, anti-fishing, whether we're talking about catching cod to resell in the market or talking about this kind of thing. That's exactly what's going on there. The wolf example is a prime example of that. In fact, I was just reading yesterday something somebody sent me from Idaho that talked about a former director of Missouri that went out there. And how Idaho now is admitting that they've been spending lots and lots of their hunting and fishing funds on non-game, which is against the law.
Yes.
The federal government doesn't audit them. Nobody's going in there checking on them. And they, you know, the conservation groups, you know, are Ducks Unlimited and Rocky Mountain Elk and all these other outfits that we think, oh, they're our guys.
Yeah.
They're nothing but a bunch of professionals looking for a job in those same agencies so they can retire at a bigger retirement.
Yeah. Yep.
So, you know, it's a difficult thing to say how to deal with this. You and I try to be honest about things and forthright. And you know what they tell people? I just bumped into a guy from North Dakota when I was out in Colorado giving a talk. He had just come from a ranch up in Wyoming where the guy told him that, well, that Jim Beers, he lies about stuff. He said that they stole that money years ago from the fighting and fishing funds the federal government did to introduce wolves into Yellowstone while Congress already authorized that. Well, that's true. Congress authorized it because there were a bunch of politicians, and at the time, back in the mid-50s, they wanted to sound to the environmentalists and everybody, the animal rights people, oh, yeah, I'm all for wolves, and I will vote for that to be authorized, but they never put any money there.
Yeah.
And the appointees that came in at that time, they turned around and stole the money out of our Pittman Robertson and Dingell Johnson funds, at least $60 million in 2 years, and used it, among other things, but the primary thing was to put those wolves in there when Congress wouldn't fund it, because Congress wanted to say to you and me, 100 fishermen, why, we didn't fund that. when they turn around, they say the animal rights people all authorized it, see? They were playing both sides of the fence against the middle. But anyway, it's true that they authorized it, but they never funded it. Congress should have made the Fish and Wildlife Service repay that money. Congress should have replaced it. The state Fish and Wildlife agencies never asked that it be replaced, and for that, I will never forgive them. And any time one of those state guys or federal guys or one of these conservation group guys want to question me about that in public, tell them to come to my next public talk. And instead of when I get through talking and ask if there's any questions, beating it out the door like a greyhound at a rabbit at a greyhound race,
yeah.
They should ask questions about this kind of stuff because we should all be talking about it, whether we're talking about noodlers like you being given a soft soap and kind of closed down, or we're talking about wolves or a lot of these other things.
Yeah. Well, what amazes me is you can go in any bait shop in the state of Missouri and the whole wall is full of pictures of people that are catching big fish. And if you catch a big fish, you want your picture taken and you're a big hero. But if you catch a big fish noodling, you're a criminal or an outlaw.
Amen, brother. I know what you mean. It's just crazy.
I don't understand that part of it.
But it's good that you and I talk about it in a public forum like this, and we all ought to talk about it more with school teachers, with kids, with the people we work with our relatives when we get together for Sunday dinner or a barbecue or whatever.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a little documentary on National Geographic coming up probably in a month or so that hopefully will make people aware in Missouri of what's going on up here.
Well, sounds like you're doing the right thing, and good luck to you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate talking to you.
You bet. Well, I guess one of the other things that I could talk to you about is that there's an act being proposed up in Congress right now, the Northern Rockies Ecosystem Protection Act, which is going to take millions of acres of federal land and change the designation from National Forest to National Park Service and put some other areas in there, corridors and wild lands, to really shut down, and I mean shut down, all logging, all grazing, all ranching, small towns and everything in a big swath of northeast Oregon, southeast Washington, across central Idaho and up into Montana. It's a terrible, terrible thing. It's exactly what this wildland bunch and all these radical environmentalists want to do out west. And it's just crazy, 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 crazy. But it indicates that there's a whole bunch of this kind of stuff being stacked up in Congress right now to be introduced in the next 6 months to a year as we get close to the presidential election. And I'd like to warn all of you that there's going to be a big rash of this proposing to save this and save that and shut this down and put aside this and wilderness here and wilderness there and all this other nonsense that is going to be extremely hurtful to rural America, but it's going to generate a lot of votes in urban America as the suburban soccer moms drive their kids to school and hear about it on the radio, and the people on the north side of Chicago are having their brie and cheese parties, and they're all talking about how wonderful it is that they're going to make all of the state of Utah or something a wilderness. That stuff is being laid out there right now and put together, and it's going to be another surge like we saw when Richard Nixon got reelected and the Watergate thing was going on. That's when they passed the Endangered Species Act, Marine Mammal Protection Act, the Animal Welfare Act, all of that bad stuff that just has gotten worse and worse and worse since then. So there's a whole bunch of that being put together, and we got to really stay on top of our congressmen and senators and put the right kind of people in office and tell the kind of people that are in there right now that they pass that kind of stuff, we're going to work to defeat them because that's the only way they get the message. So that's going on right now. I'd sure like to hear some phone calls about some of this stuff, if any of you have anything going on right now.
Hey, Jim, we're going to take a break here in just a minute, but I wanted to let you know that, you know, I'm a regular guy, and the only time I eat brie cheese is when I'm on vacation. How's that?
Good.
Our toll-free number is 1-800-973-3779. Jim Beers, our guest host today, and we will take a quick break and come back to your calls right after this.
the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
And sitting in for Derry Brownfield, Jim Beers standing by. Jim, we have a few callers. Let's go to Kim in Nebraska. Hello, Kim. You're on the air with Jim Beers. Oh, hey, Kim. I'm sorry. I didn't have you up. Try it now.
Okay. Yeah, Jim, I know you didn't weigh in one side or the other on the pit bull issue, but my son has a pit bull, and whenever he comes to visit the house, I feel more threatened by his wagging tail. I have antique china closet and curved glass, and he's just a very happy-go-lucky dog, and I've never felt threatened at all by him. He lives out in the country, and recently he had a break-in at his house, and there was no blood trail going out the door, so apparently this pit bull sure didn't object to, you know, an intruder coming through the window and going through the house and stealing things, you know. So anyway, this has kind of prompted my son. He's wanted to move out of the country, but he still, you know, prefers the rural setting. Well, our city has just passed an ordinance that prohibits pit bulls, so basically, it's a case, you know, here's a first-time home buyer that's restricted from, you know, coming into town and buying a home. If you have a pit bull, you're not welcome. So, you know, there's things like this that just don't seem right.
Yeah, I agree with you. And my point, honestly, is I'm just saying the same people that put that in place will just shrug if I tell them that the guy just got killed and eaten up in Saskatchewan. Or that they're going after kids at the school bus stops and that they should not be in those places. And they just say, well, it's just too bad. I mean, it's so
absurd. It's so sad.
Yes, and it goes back to what you've heard. It's all in the handling, and you commented too. You know, you tell people a story, and oh, they just won't buy it. You know, this dog sooner or later he's going to turn on you. Yeah. He's going to rip you. You know,
and they won't believe anything like that on a wild 150-pound wolf.
Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
It just makes no sense to me.
No.
So anyway, I'll let you take some other callers. I appreciate you guys' work. So
all right, thanks for calling in.
We do appreciate it, Kim. Let's go to Harold in Tennessee. You're on the air with Jim Beers.
Hey, Jim.
How you doing?
Oh, just fine. How about you?
Just great. Just great.
I've listened to you talk about them taking over this private land.
Yeah.
Well, I think one reason they're taking it all over is they're going to use that as a collateral to borrow more money from China and these other countries.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I don't even get into why they do a lot of this stuff, except that I see what they do and I see the harm that it causes. And the thing that bothers me is that nobody talks about that. What does it mean that you lock all that land up out there in southeast Colorado, two whole counties, and then eventually turn it back over to the Nature Conservancy or the Humane Society so they can let buffalo loose out there when you've run all these families and homes and small businesses and cattle operations off the land? And, I mean, we're turning this country, in my view, for whatever reason, into just exactly what we left behind in Europe.
Hey, Jim, we are going to take a break. I apologize butting in here. Harold, hang on the line. We'll see what else you have for us. And other callers are also holding. Our number here, 1-800-973-3779.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices soared above $750 an ounce Thursday on a weaker dollar and $83 oil prices. Gold closed in New York up $11.50 to $751.30. Silver rose 33 cents to $13.87. Gold is entering a new investment-driven phase as the gold market drivers tend to oscillate between bouts of Eastern physical buying and Western investment demand, according to Citigroup's research. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUYCOIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUYCOIN today.
The last time you made a financial contribution to a multi-billion dollar organization after receiving a glossy brochure to help the cute and furry animals, have you wondered how effective your donation really was? Well, listen to G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
Truth of the matter is, because we have such a small staff and we run it as tight as we can, because our commitment to the people is that every dime you contributed to this foundation is going to go back out into the things that we believe in and go out to help people. And let me tell you, to the person on this board, we're committed to that, and there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing that's ever going to change that.
Doing the work on a dime, keeping true to its mission statement, and helping to wake up America and protect your property rights. That's the Paragon Foundation. Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. Or go on the web at paragonfoundation.org.
And we are back. Sitting in for Derry Brownfield is Jim Beers. Let's go back to the telephone line. Say hello to Rich. Rich, time is of the essence. What's on your mind?
Actually, when he started talking about their working on Western or Eastern Washington and Idaho, trying to turn it into a wildlife area, it reminded me of Y2Y is what they call it. Have you heard of that?
Yes, I have, yeah.
Yeah, they want to basically rip up everything between the Yukon Wildlife Reserve up there in Canada and Yosemite National Park and have a big old nothing.
That's exactly right, and we've got to stop that. That is, people want to laugh about that, just like they laughed years ago about them stopping hunting and stopping this, that, and the other thing. But there's a big agenda out there, and you're exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Question, just driving me crazy. Are you in any relation to Fiddler Beers?
No, I'm not that I know of, but there's a lot of beers around. I've been in a lot of communities and neighborhoods where there's quite a few beers. There's a lot of English beers and a lot of German beers from the old country, so they're all over the place, I guess. And everybody always laughs whenever I sign anything and say, wow, what a great name.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, no, I'm not.
Yeah, whenever I heard your name, I was thinking, gee, I wonder if he's really the guy that makes that beautiful music.
No, that's not one of my relatives. No.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, why? It's got to be stopped. Thank you.
You bet. And I'd like to remind all you listeners out there, if you get a chance, go to my blog site, jimbeers.blogster.com. I don't get paid for any of this. I just write and put things on there, and you might find a lot of the articles interesting. There's hundreds of articles, and I've got thousands and thousands of hits on there, so, you know, it can't all be bad. And my email address is jimbeers7@verizon.net. And if you got a question about something, I'll try and answer it for you as much as I can within, you know, the constraints of time. And if you got any complaints, I'll listen to them too. So.
Speaking of the constraints of time, let's take one last call here and say hello to Joe in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Jim.
Yeah, hello, gents. Wanted to say something real quick about the dog thing that you're talking about. Recently moved out here to Northeast PA, and the insurance company gave me a whole lot of grief about what kind of dog they were allowing me to run on my property. And at the same time, they're importing mountain lions into this area. And one lady,
ain't that the truth? That's happening all over Iowa, South Dakota. It's just awful. Just in the states, they all want to make them special animals and endangered, and that they have some right to be back here. We should no more have cougars running around where there's very many people, or wolves, and we should have grizzly bears running around. Those should be kept in very isolated spots. But you know, it's part of the whole craziness.
Okay, sir. Well, I'll just hang up. Maybe you can get another person in here.
All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Well, I don't know if we got anybody else on the line or anything.
No, we don't, Jim. And we're about
to the end.
Yeah, we're about 2 minutes away. So put a tail on this train if you can.
Okay, I'd like to thank all your listeners for calling in from Simon up in Canada, right on down to Pennsylvania. And the things we're talking about go far beyond animals and the environment. It goes to having a whole bunch of people want to take over running us, just exactly like the lords and kings did back in Europe. That's exactly right. They want to tell you about your transportation. They want you living in an apartment in the city using public transportation, not being able to go out and recreate, not having access to the land you own out there, and have it all set aside for the real rich people like the Ted Turners and all of them out there, and the rest of us not be able to go there. They're closing down roads. They're doing all kinds of things that go way beyond just, I don't trap, so what do I care if they do away with trapping? It goes way beyond that, folks, so... Please work with one another and learn tolerance for your neighbor, and we all get along. I think we can all stop this train that's going to try and run over us. And if it does, the whole country is going to be a place that none of us would recognize. So,
hey, Jim, one question on my mind that was discussed with Howard in the hand fishing, and we are within 1 minute, was when a person, an angler, a fisherman, anyone, a noodler or otherwise, takes one of these big fish, doesn't that just open up a niche for another fish to grow large?
Oh, sure it does. And it also frees up a whole lot of food.
Yeah.
Keeping that big one going. And I mean, that's, if you want a real healthy population, you want to keep, look at deer. You have lots and lots of deer when they kill a lot of the bucks out of there, okay?
Right. So to say that a problem is occurring from taking the big fish is just nonsense.
Propaganda nonsense.
Hey, Jim, I'm so thankful you are our guest today. JimBeers.blogster.com, DairyBrownfield.com. You can listen to this show again online. We'll have Dairy back on Monday. We got to go. Have a great day. See you later. Bye.
Happy.